Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Helping you keep up with your home. Tips, advice, and hacks. It's The Feed.
Well, it's June. It's graduation season. So many graduations happening, especially here in Connecticut. Even if it's preschool, elementary school, middle school, high school, college, whatever it is, we're celebrating all kinds of milestones right now. And if you're planning a party, this week's theme's for you. So I'm joined by Susie Calabrese, local realtor and home expert. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT. Welcome back, Susie.
Thanks, Kevin. Yeah, this is the time of the year, right? It's full of excitement, and I really love helping people make those celebrations feel fun, but not overwhelming, right?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody, I know myself included, I either know someone who's graduating, or I have a party to go to, or, you know, they just keep popping up every weekend. And especially if you have family coming over to your own house, or friends dropping by, kids of all ages running around. So let's talk about food. What's going to work for a group of people when it comes to food for a party?
Yeah, you want food that's easy to eat and that works for different ages and it feels festive. So I'm thinking of kids and teens, you know, for the most part. I think a way to kind of do something that appeals to them and that everyone can enjoy would be a taco bar. You know, those are really great. You put out some shells, some tortillas, toppings, proteins, and let everyone build their own plate. And pasta bars actually work the same way. So 2 or 3 sauces, some sides, and you're really good to go.
I love that. That's great. And when you that sounds good for when you have picky eaters too, or kids with allergies, maybe.
Definitely. I mean, you know, I think with the pasta, you could always do gluten free as kind of like a thought for that too. But crowd pleasers like pizza or sliders, those are perfect. But if you're like me and you go to a lot of kid birthday parties, it's always pizza, right?
Right.
Sometimes you're trying to find something that feels a little bit different or a little bit elevated for the kids, and you want to venture outside the box. Those are some other ideas for you. I mean, and everyone from kindergartners to teens will go for those. You don't need anything fancy, just options that people can grab and keep socializing.
Yeah, not everything needs to be a full meal, right? So at these parties, a lot of times people just want a snack.
Absolutely. Set out things like veggie trays and pretzels with hummus, or like basic charcuterie board, not like, you know, the one I want to eat, but like the one that kids want to eat, you know, just like cheese and fruit and crackers. You know, it keeps things easy and gives everyone something to pick at in between cake and photos.
All right, let's talk drinks and beverages real quick, because especially with a graduation party, I feel like you're trying to cater to the adults and the kids at the same time. So what works with a mix of all ages at the party?
Totally. So for kids, I mean, or young adults, lemonade, iced tea, fruit-infused water would be great. You can keep it chilled and in pitchers or dispensers so people can help themselves. And for the adults, a few simple options like wine, beer, or a summer cocktail like sangria goes a long way. Just keep the grown-up drinks separate and clearly marked. And one thing that I love to do is I love to use plastic cups and put out a Sharpie so everyone can write on their own drink. And that way you're wasting less cups and wasting less drinks, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a great idea. And this way the kids get their fun drinks too, and the parents can relax as well.
Exactly. It's all about balance. Everyone's there to have an easy, fun, and relaxed time.
It's graduation season. We're back with Susie Calabrese, local realtor and home expert. And earlier we talked about graduation party food, if you have some parties going to, or if you're hosting. Now let's talk about the gifts. So whether it's for a fifth grader just finishing elementary school, or maybe a teen heading off to college, what makes a good graduation gift, Susie?
The best gifts are always thoughtful and practical, Kevin. If someone's moving up to a new school or heading off to college, you can find something useful at just about any budget.
Yeah, you don't have to go crazy, right? You don't have to spend a fortune.
Not at all. I mean, for younger grads, a monogram notebook or journal is a great idea. A fun new item like a hat or a sweatshirt from the new school that they're about to enter into would be awesome if you can get your hands on it. And, you know, sometimes you can find those at the local grocery store, or a local gift shop in town might have items like that.
And I feel like a lot of times with these graduation parties, maybe you're not super close to the graduate themselves. You're just kind of invited, you know, along to the party. So what's something, if you're just going to a party, that you could bring?
Definitely. Gift cards are perfect for that type of relationship. I mean, a middle school or high school grad might love a card to a local fast food spot or a coffee shop to use over the summer with friends. A college-bound student might love a gift card to their campus bookstore to grab some school merch like t-shirts, sweats, and other branded apparel. I love the idea of monogram stationery for college-bound kids. Let them write to their friends at school. Like, they're going to realize how cool it is to get their own mail for the first time ever.
Yeah, so, that's true.
You know, they can they could also use it for thank you notes as they apply to jobs while they're in school, or even write home to their siblings that miss them and want to keep in touch in a special way outside of connecting digitally.
I love the idea of giving something that feels personal too, even if it's small. So what about someone who wants to spend more but is actually closer to the graduate, someone that they know really well?
Definitely. Like, you know, if it's my godchild or my, you know, niece or something like that, I might do a little bit more. And I think tech is always popular for those that are heading into college. So a wireless phone or laptop charger, because, you know, they're always losing those and need extras, right? A Bluetooth speaker that they could use, or even a portable hard drive, because they're there to study and do work, not just socialize. So they're going to need some tools a little bit. And those are something that could be helpful for them to have on hand. A custom keychain with their school's name. And another thing that's a little bit more sentimental might be like a framed photo for their dorm of them on graduation day with their family or friends.
Oh, yeah, that's cool.
So they can put it up and see their family. It doesn't have to be big. It just has to show that you were thinking of them. And let's be honest, grads of any age remember the people who showed up for them, not as much the gift that you gave.
That is very true. And just talking about the tech and the personal touch and also budget friendly, one thing that I always talk about, and this is good for grads too, if they're driving away to college, making them like a playlist, because you could just do it like right on Apple Music or Spotify or whatever, and like thoughtful songs, like maybe, you know, about means something to them or about driving away or new beginnings or something. And I feel like that's something they could also listen to when they're away at college and things like that. That'll be for the high school grad. But
I love that, like, if you have like a family song you guys always jammed out to together or something, and they're just like driving away like, oh, I'm gonna miss them so much.
Right, it's like the old school mixtape, except it's a playlist that for the new digital age.
The new age mixtape.
Right.
Yeah, I love that.
Well, these are all great ideas, great reminders, and it's like you said, it's less about the price tag and more about what's meaningful. So thank you so much, Susie Calabrese. You can find her on Instagram at SusieCal_CT, and of course congrats to all the grads out there.
Awesome. Thanks for having me, and congrats as well to everybody.